For tonight, though, we have our always talented, always lovely, and hugely resourceful, great leader, trainer, any other adjective I could think of adding. Carlin, are you on the other line?
No.
You're not there? Okay.
No.
I guess we'll just have to go on without you.
No.
No. Carlin, what do you have for us tonight?
No.
I get it.
I was hoping you would.
Yes, I got it.
Finally.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you could tell by her first few words, guess what tonight's training is all about?
No. No.
You're going to hear that word. Get used to it. Do not let it throw you. Carlin.
Thank you.
You're
welcome. And what we'll probably do is I'll probably call you back on the line for fun, Paul, because I know you're the only one that does not have an echo on your line when you're screaming out there. So I'd love to be able to ask you a couple questions and get some input from you.
Okay.
So first of all, I want to identify the word no. And if you have paper with you and you are not driving or texting, remember, texting and driving, no phone zone. Anyway, if you are able to do this, could you write that word down? No. Could you just write it down on a piece of paper? And the one question I want to ask you is, what does that word no mean to you? What does no mean to you? When you hear it and you get that word no, what does it mean to you? Now, I'm going to fill in some blanks, and Paul, you can come and join in too, but no, most people take no as a personal rejection. That's the first thing. So no represents it. It kind of leaves a bad taste in your mouth because no means no, they don't like you. No, they don't want what you have. No, they're not interested in your opportunity. And every part of it becomes attached with negativity to yourself. Would you agree with that, Paul? Do you think that's
absolutely, yes.
Anything else I left out on that one?
You pretty much
you don't like
that.
Me?
Okay. that's a pretty comprehensive coverage.
Good. So you have to identify what no means to you. And now we have to ask, really, truly, what is the worst thing? We're not going to answer that right now, but what's the worst thing that can happen when you hear the word no? Now, if you offered me an income opportunity and I said no, does that mean that I don't like you? Or that I'm not interested in an income opportunity? What is it kind of? So really comes, just like Paul said earlier about sifting and sorting, it kind of works the same way with the word no. First of all, you have to ask enough questions to sift and sort to find out exactly what a prospect is saying no to. Well, my dad used to say that I was really good at getting around a no. Because if he said, okay, you're on restriction, you can't ride your bike for a week, if he would drive up and I'd be on somebody else's bike, when he said, didn't I tell you you're on restriction, you couldn't ride your bike for a week? And I said, yeah, but I wasn't on my bike. I was on somebody else's bike. So I found the way around the no because it wasn't, see, you didn't clearly say that. So it became a gray area. Well, you have to do the same thing. So if I say to you, hey, let's go out for dinner and let's go have some steak and crab cakes, and we'll also do some cheesecake for dessert, and you then say to me, no. Well, are you saying no that you don't want the steak? Are you saying no you don't want the crab cakes? Are you saying no you're not into the cheesecake? Are you saying no because this is not a good time? Are you saying that you'd like to take a rain check? What are you really saying no to? So rather than me jumping to the conclusion of what you mean by no, I just have to dissect a little bit. But so for me, it's going to be more like, what do you mean by no? Clarify. What are you saying no to? Then you get an answer from a prospect. If you do enough fact-finding when you're talking to your prospect and starting out, what's really fun is to get to all of the obstacles that could lead you to a no so you know how to ask a question and get the result of yes. But what if I told you that in my sales process, one of the things I ask you to do is actually go out and find 20 no's. Now, some people go, what do you mean? Everybody tells you to go out and look for the yeses, right? I tell you to find the no's. You have to be comfortable with hearing the word no for you to continue to move forward because no is going to happen a lot. I'm going to take you back just a little bit so you kind of understand what I'm saying. We're taught at a very young age, when you are invited to somebody's house, your parents told you if you're asked for anything, say no. If they do you want to, no, thank you. You weren't told, don't talk to strangers. No, no, no. Weren't you taught that a lot when you were growing up? We're even taught literally oxymoron things. You're taught don't talk to strangers. And then let me tell you a story. Here sits a cute little boy with his next to his mother in a restaurant. And the waitress says, well, don't you have beautiful eyes? What's your name? And this little boy tucks under his mother's wing and he kind of is shy and tilts down. And what do you think mom then says to him? Well, answer the nice lady, honey. Now, weren't you taught not to talk to strangers? And then you're getting slapped on the other side about, hey, answer the woman. So you're really not getting all the right messages. So we're told a lot of things that become programmed into you as you're growing up. You're being told a lot of these things, these rules, these way things work. Now you get out in the real world, and you've already been taught, don't talk to strangers. So what do we teach in network marketing? Talk to strangers. I mean, you're taught those things don't work, so say no, no thank you. And now we run into people who are also taught, those things don't work, so say no, no thank you. And then when we get no, we're supposed to be surprised. Hello? So now what you could really have is, first of all, some empathy. I was there once, huh? We all were there, so we could understand. But I found to know to become my friend. And then I had fun in taking no and making my no's yeses. And there are some fun ways to do that. So no does not have to be painful. It's the way you choose to look at it. Because you can choose to look at this in a whole different light. Now, Paul, I'm going to ask you a series of questions. And could you just answer no for me, please?
No.
That's all I want to hear out of you is no.
No.
Okay. So here's what we're going to ask him. We're going to say, Paul, after what you've just seen, is there anything here that frightens you or that you're afraid to move forward with?
No.
Paul, after what you've just seen, is there any reason why we couldn't work together?
No.
Paul, after what you've just seen with our management team and the support that's available to you, is there any reason why you wouldn't want to get started right now?
No.
Great. So, you don't have to answer anymore. No now becomes a yes. All right? Did you hear how I did that? Every no feels good. And when you get no's from your prospects, the way I teach people to say no is no. When you hear no, if you've asked it correctly, you need to say it like this. Great. So when he says no, you say, great. And he wonders, what did I just say no to? Because no normally is a negative in our brain. Now we're making our brain go, wait a minute, that was a great response for the word no. You hear what's happening? So now I take control of the no's. Now, if he actually had an issue or had a reason, he could then say, well, yes, I really cannot afford that at this time. And then I could say, well, let me ask you, if I can show you how money is no object, is there any reason why you wouldn't want to move forward right now? And he says,
No.
Great. Now we have an entirely different feeling from the word no. We're pre-programming ourselves to understand that no is not a bad thing, that no now can be a good thing for us. We're also beginning to learn that no is not going to hurt us, that the word no is not always bad for us. That now we are learning how to make no friendly to us personally. And that when we hear no, we have an entirely different reaction. It's called a reprogramming process. And very simply, we just change the outcome of what we've been taught with the word no. So now, if you learn some of these techniques, honey, is there any reason why you couldn't make the bed while I start the coffee?
No.
Great. And honey, is there any reason why you couldn't start dinner while I run to the store and grab what we need?
No.
Great. Honey, is there any reason why we couldn't go out to dinner tonight?
No.
Great. So you can see how the word no becomes a little bit more fun for you and how you're able to help even your children. Hey, honey, is there any reason why you couldn't set the table while I start dinner? You'll get it from your kids. You'll get that answer. And then you say to your kids or your spouse, great. And you make them feel good for using the word no that feels good to say. Now, encountering the word no, let me ask you this question. Now that you've heard this, what would no mean for you? What would no mean for you now that you've learned this little simple technique or how to turn this around? Could no become a very positive thing for you? And if a person, by the way, if you open up, we talked about choice questions, right? If you give choices, you can use the word no to your favor. If you give an open-ended question like, hey, do you like what you see? The answer would be
no.
Well, and there's what you get. You get that same old icky feeling that you've had in the past because you have asked the question in a wrong way. So you do this really great job. You wallpaper the wall. You're very excited. And you say to your friend, hey, do you like it? And he says,
no.
And guess what happens? You personally are shattered because what you just did is put the entire job on his opinion. And when the word no comes, you're shattered because it's now taken as rejection. Your job wasn't good enough. But you didn't. He didn't do that to you. You did that to you because you allowed him to have that kind of control. That's what happens. And so we learn a long time ago, hey, Mom, can I go outside? No. Hey, Mom, can I have dessert? No. We've heard it all our life, and no has never felt good. And so now we're going to enter into the sales arena. And if we ask the questions wrong, did you like what you see? No. That's the first thing. That's the first no-no. So what did you think about what you saw? Don't do that after sales presentation. That's the worst question to jump out with after somebody's presented. Please don't ever say that. Write that down. Never, never, never say that to your prospect. But to say, hey, what two things did you like most about what you saw? Now you're asking an entirely different question. You're going to get an entirely different outcome. What part of our leadership did you like the most? You're going to get an entirely different answer than what you set yourself up for. So it's not that no's been a bad word. You haven't learned how to make no work in your favor because you keep asking the same old kind of questions that you were programmed as a kid, and you've learned them the same old way, and you've gotten the same old response and results because you keep pushing the play button, which makes you feel the way you think no has told you this is how you're supposed to feel. Okay, so now you hold the power, you hold the control to change the entire outcome of what no will mean for you. So if I asked you to go out and interview people and get them to a meeting, it's not that you have to do a presentation. For example, there's going to start meetings, right? So if you said, hey, we have an awesome opportunity meeting. I'd love for you to meet a couple of our key leaders. Is there any reason why I couldn't pick you up at 6:30 and take you to one of our special opportunity meetings? You can be my special guest at 7 o'clock. Does next Wednesday or the following work better for you? So it's now all about the way you ask, all about how you use the silence of the close, all about the way you use your choice questions. And that's what these calls have done for you, I hope, has put them all together and allowed you to now be able to do what? Use them like a recipe because they all work together to get you the end result. So, Paul, is there any reason why I should continue with this training?
No.
After what you've just heard, do you believe everybody has enough in their hands to do something with it?
You know what? Why don't we unmute the phones and ask that question and have people answer?
Okay, let's do that.
So everybody can unmute yourself by pushing *6.
And let's do this. If you hit *6, say your name, ask a question, and then go back on *6 in case that echo comes in. So we'll let you master the controls.
Good question. Good point there. We want to get a couple of questions here.
No.
Anybody have any? Go ahead.
When are the opportunity meetings going to resume here in Las Vegas?
You know what? We haven't decided that yet. We're going to be talking about that tonight, actually, at the board meeting.
That's actually a great question. However, we are taking questions tonight regarding the training of no.
But we will answer that next week.
Is there anyone that has any questions regarding the training tonight of no?
And do you see how training from the last 2 weeks led up to this training? Carlin, I think they all got it clear.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
They just haven't figured out how to hit the star six yet.
No, I think it's all good. Ladies and gentlemen,
It's only good, Paul, if there's application to knowledge.
Yes.
Knowledge is power, but the application of knowledge is powerful. And the only way you do that is just like that gentleman who was running down the hall with his violin one day and got to the corner street and said to this gentleman, "How do you get to Carnegie Hall?" And the gentleman said, "Oh, easy. Practice, practice, practice."
Yes. There's yes.
Okay.
Carlin, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I always appreciate your trainings. Ladies and gentlemen, that concludes the call for tonight.